Hello there, and welcome to episode 173 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. Our words are our own. How's it going, bud?
Going good.
Good. Nail Fury is joining us again, as per the usual these days, which I enjoy. So, what have you been up to this last week gaming-wise?
Mostly World of Warcraft. I have been mining lots of ores and then sending those to my jewel crafter.
Oh, cool.
And I've actually been getting a lot of gold from that.
So do you prospect the ore then to get the get gems out of a five stack? Is that still how that works?
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice.
And because of Dunkelheit being a tank, I'm able to just charge through dangerous spots and grab ores.
Awesome. Yes, Christmas break has started. So everybody's last day of school was the 20th. I'm done with work until January 2nd. It's absolutely fantastic. Mostly I've just been doing chores so far. Like we ran out of steam working on our getting our evokers out of the starting area last night, for example.
Yeah.
But anything you're big time looking forward to, especially as we roll into tomorrow, which is technically a Monday, but everybody's off. What are you looking forward to for this holiday break?
Probably Christmas Eve. Not too sure why, but I like Christmas Eve more than actual Christmas. Reason being, it's the most time the family spends time together.
It really does feel that way sometimes, yeah, because I did a lot of wrapping yesterday, and one of the things I did was wrapped the Christmas Eve box, and that is now just this giant eyesore out in the middle of everything in the living room. So everybody is potentially tripping over it, but it's just right there reminding you guys that Christmas is around the corner, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Moo Moo has ripped it a bit.
And that would be the cat, for those that aren't familiar. He goes by many names, none of which he probably will answer to, but that's a cat for you. And yes, because it's this giant thing that will eventually show up on the blog, but playing D&D today, I scheduled into March posts that cover August 2023. So it'll be a little while before we get to the eyesore that is the Christmas Eve box for this year, but it'll be on the blog eventually.
Awesome.
But yeah, just this giant box sitting in the middle of a living room. Everybody else can do the math, and a cat will be a cat, perch on it, scratch at it, roll around on it, fall off of it, etc.
This morning I actually did see him fall off of it.
Thought so. So, aside from gaming then, because I know you played some Marvel Rivals with your brother yesterday too, during all of my rapping. Is that...
Yeah.
Who are you maining these days? Is it still Doctor Strange?
Not really, actually. It's mostly Venom now.
Venom, Venom, Venom. Cool. What drew you to Venom away from Doctor Strange?
He's just tougher overall.
Because he's mostly like a meat shield, like a Roadhog from Overwatch, right?
Yeah.
Whereas Strange, he's more of a shield tank and then has that weird teleportation thing.
Yeah.
So there's a little less to manage, too.
Indeed.
Cool.
I mean, I do still play Strange if someone decides to be rude and steal Venom from me. But my favorite thing to do as Strange is just create a portal in front of the enemy door and watch them all fall off the edge.
Whee! I love the phrasing, too, because you're saying play Strange, and that we mean playing the character Doctor Strange, not playing Strangely, but I love how the English language works.
Indeed.
So, with gaming being said, and I look forward to joining in on that with tomorrow being the first day of, you know, not a lot of chores to do, like I still need to fold some laundry and start dinner pretty soon. We'll be diving into some World of Warcraft, I expect, especially before Christmas. And then maybe some Rivals. It just kind of depends.
Yeah. Oh, speaking about WoW, do you know why they haven't been very original with the trading posts recently?
Probably just a resource thing. Like, I really like that Murloc appearance that we got this month as the bonus thing. But they're also probably looking at the stats and saying, okay, how many of these things have players actually already acquired and purchased? And I would assume that the majority of players, us included, haven't gotten a lot of the things out of the trading post yet. So by doing some recycling, it saves them on programming resources and lets us have a chance to catch up and not feel overwhelmed. Because if you're, as you well know, if you feel too overwhelmed about a thing, you're likely to give up on that thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So by backing off a little bit, by having these repeats, it's letting players catch up. It's letting players breathe and just have fun with it rather than panic and be, oh no, it's going to go away. No, it's not. It's there. It's going to come back. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but also I feel like they could use the system they have a bit more, because all the way at the bottom they have returning stuff and then the top being a bunch of recolors.
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, to us, the recolors don't matter as much, but for players that go even more gung-ho into transmog, just that slightly different shade of yellow or blue or whatever it is going to get somebody excited because, oh, that set I've been building, that color set I've been building, I can finally do that. Because I have all the right shades and all the right places and all the right pieces, you know?
Yeah. I still feel like they could do a better job of giving new stuff, old stuff, and recolors, though.
It's a balancing act. That's all it is. So, other than gaming, is there anything that has cropped up on your radar recently that weighing on your mind or anything?
Well, looking at my document for questions.
Oh, you have one now. Cool.
Yeah. One of the questions is, why does Trump look to end the U.S. involvement with Ukraine?
It's like that whole tariff thing. He is not a subtle man. He is a man that wields, well, a frying pan. I can't say 2x4 because he's probably never picked up a 2x4 in his life. But Frankly, he's probably never picked up a frying pan either, but I'm being generous. And so he's not subtle. All he knows is if I try to do this, shove an elephant through a revolving door, something's going to break. So by threatening to pull out of Ukraine, he's hoping to force Ukraine to the negotiating table.
Hasn't Russia been the one so gung-ho about not going to the negotiation table?
They're both very gung-ho about not going to the negotiating table right now, regardless of the fact that Russia loses a ton of people basically every day of the conflict. If you're, I know you're not familiar with Futurama, but Russia is basically Zap Branniganing Ukraine. So in Futurama, there's this really obnoxious military leader character. His military uniform is like super short shorts, and he's a male chauvinistic jerk face, to, you know, politely edit. And he just throws men at the problem. It's like Helldivers. They keep throwing men at the problem, women at the problem, Helldivers at the problem. So eventually it'll be solved just based on sheer number of bodies thrown at it. So that's what Russia is doing toward Ukraine. They're just throwing bodies at it, hoping that with enough bodies, they'll finally break through. Meanwhile, Ukraine, because they're fighting literally for their lives, their freedom, their home, they actually have something they'll lose, and they're fighting to protect. The Russians don't. Which I would argue is why they keep losing more people, because their hearts just aren't in it.
Yeah. Because, honestly, when I heard about Trump not wanting to be involved in it, it upsetted me quite a lot, because Ukraine, I mean, I'm not sure how they were doing when the war first started, but I feel like they'd probably lose.
Well, they were expected to lose a long time ago. Russia's strength was overestimated. And it was expected when they first pushed in that it was going to be a very quick thing. And then it wasn't, because Russia's stuff is so old. They have not been keeping up on their infrastructure. They have not been updating things. It's like when you sit down to play a game you haven't played in a while and put it in the PS5. And then it's like, hey, you have updates. It's going to take 5 hours. It's like that. They weren't ready for any kind of resistance. They expected to just bulldoze their way through. And then they didn't. But, yeah, it's just, to go back to your question, it's just Trump not having any subtlety whatsoever. He's the fellow that when you're sitting down to play a Monopoly is going to flip the board when he starts losing.
Sounds bad, right?
And we saw it in 2020 when he lost the election. He claimed he never did lose. It's stuff like that.
And wasn't there a January 6th thing?
Well, yes, and that's exactly why, is because he claimed he didn't lose, and let's riot, and let's try to take it back by force, etc. So, yeah.
Oh, I actually saw a comment on TikTok that made me facepalm.
All right.
They said January 6th was confirmed to be fake because Trump said so.
To quote myself from last week, that man hurts my logic circuits. That's just... And the call around him hurts my logic circuits. It just... No. And Keela, by the way, appreciated that phrase too. So I'm just going to use it when necessary. Hi, Keela, because that was one of the comments from last week on our YouTube video, was just shaking our head. Yeah.
When I read that comment, I actually got a headache.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. That just, they have drank way too much of the Kool-Aid, and that's all there is to it.
Another question I have on my document is, why is he planning to use the military for protests?
Oh, why is he willing to?
He's wanting to.
Oh, yeah, because he's Trump. And if he can turn the common folk against each other rather than people being angry with him directly, he's going to. So let's distract. Let's pit military individuals who have been trained to, you know, combat, not crowd control, into a tense situation and watch the fireworks happen. He is perfectly willing to do that because it's not him at risk.
Lovely.
Yeah. And that's all it is. Like, if inevitably somebody is going to screw up, like a military personnel individual is going to screw up and be too harsh because they were never trained at crowd control. They were trained to do one thing, kill, with whatever branch of the military they're part of. Kill and defend our domestic desires internationally. Defend us or attack if necessary. Not crowd control. And the police do a poor job of that too when it comes to it, because again, that's not their primary role. That's not what they're trained to do.
Yeah. I feel like they should quite literally make a police force to train those people for riots.
I definitely agree that the funding needs to be there for better and more police training. And if we had some riot specialists, especially in the larger cities, a lot of the bad press would probably stop happening, and that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Like, I know your sister's probably not going to listen to it, your oldest sister, but the police are deserving of a respect. That doesn't mean we should be buddy-buddy with them, because anything you can say or do will be held against you, period, end of discussion, no matter what. If you're having a friendly conversation with them, if they hear something that seems out of place, they can use it against you. So you need to be guarded around officers, but that doesn't mean they need to be disrespected. They're just doing a job.
Fair. The only thing I have on that is personally, if for some reason a police officer just came up to me and decided to give me a hard time and disrespect, then honestly, I'd probably return the favor.
It's one of those mirror situations. The problem there in that situation is they do have the power and the authority. They'll make things up if they're offended. Kind of like where I was advising you with the teacher that you were having an issue with the other day to hold back a little bit on your frustration, even though it was perfectly reasonable. Your frustration because they power trip. People in authority love to power trip.
I hate those types of people.
It gets to their heads. Power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely, you know?
Yeah.
It takes a hefty dose of willpower to not. And it's a constant rolling of that willpower as well. So people screw up occasionally. Some of them just roll in that power and screw up frequently. So it varies. But that's all it is. It's the power. So, yes, you'd be justified in being angry and disrespectful, but again, anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. So, it's best when dealing with a rude officer, regardless of how much you want to keep your mouth shut. Do nothing. And frankly, that will tick them off even more than if you respond.
I think I'll do that.
Yeah. 'Cause I enjoyed for a little while watching some TikToks that involved confrontations with police. And they were mostly First Amendment mischief makers that really they're just there so they can try to get a lawsuit against a police department for breaking their First Amendment rights. Kind of ridiculous individuals, but those also include lessons of how do you deal with an officer and zipping your mouth when you know you're not the one directly under investigation or that you haven't done anything wrong. That's the best course of action. Just zip your mouth. Record if possible, but zip your mouth. Keep quiet, even if it's awkward silence. Folks love to fill awkward silence with sound, with conversation, especially when they're squared off against somebody else. They're in a confrontational environment. But that's the worst thing you can do is fill that silence because then you're going to screw up and say something weird or that could be misconstrued or anything else. So it's best to just be quiet, chill, hang out. If you want to say something, fill it with nonsense, like talk about the weather or go hyper focus on explaining to them World of Warcraft or Marvel or something. Like just go so far off topic that they're okay, this guy's not going to work with me. I'm moving on. Some of my favorite TikToks are when the two people that, like if it's two people, they just pretend the officer's not there and they're talking about something completely inconsequential. And then the officer's forced to just kind of walk away because the people refuse to engage with the officer at all.
Nice.
They deserve our respect. They are fellow human beings. But they also are working for a system that is inherently built to tear we, the common citizen, down. So don't be rude. And some people would probably say that ignoring them is rude, except the alternative is putting yourself at risk. So, no, it's no longer rude.
Yeah.
But that's just my two cents on that. And any other questions there, or additional questions on other things, or other thoughts on that, or?
Not really, but I do have one more question on my document.
Sweet. Fire off.
Why do so many Trumpers support mass deportation?
Because they're ignorant fools. Sorry, I know you're looking for more than that, but but really, that's all it is. Like, we've had some economists have gone out and started studying, okay, what happens if mass deportations start happening day one? Now, Keela points out day one of him being in office is like half day one of being in office because of all the pomp and circumstance, the ceremonies, the speeches. So by the time he gets to sit down in the Oval Office at his desk, and I am forgetting the official name of the desk, it's going to be like a half day left. So he's really not going to day one have much of time to do anything. But if day one he declared, let's get all of the illegal immigrants out, things are going to start rotting on the vine in places like California, New Mexico, Arizona, Florida, wherever the quote-unquote illegal immigrants or migrant workers, as they are, you know, more accurately called, they migrate. They work, they migrate, they follow the seasons, they look for work. These folks are doing the hard, hard work that your average American would never do. Ever. Like picking produce off of the field, out of the fields, grabbing the tomatoes, grabbing the grapes, whatever it happens to be, literally being out there picking the produce. So by getting rid of the quote unquote illegal aliens, you're shipping off a bunch of employees that's all they're doing. That means long-term effect. Oh, suddenly I, the farmer, can't hire as many people, regardless of their legal or illegal status, their migrant status. So that means I don't need as many American supervisors. I don't need as many American accountants to manage payroll because I don't have as many people to manage or handle. So the negative domino effect of chasing out this classification of employee is huge. And it's larger than Trump thinks because he's just trying to set somebody up as a scapegoat. And he's tried so many different classifications of individuals to be a scapegoat, whether it be gay individual, trans individuals, anybody that is a minority enough that he thinks, if I can get the public up against them, they'll stop paying attention to me. It's the class warfare nonsense of Reagan. Get everybody to fight amongst themselves and they won't pay attention to anybody at the top and be angry at anybody at the top. Kind of like that Luigi fellow that is accused of shooting the CEO. And the public lack of backlash That has everybody worried. So they need to find the new scapegoat. And right now, Trump wants to go after the illegal aliens. Did that help answer the question, or did I flow off on a tirade?
Mostly helped.
Okay. Follow-ups?
I actually do have a fourth that I forgot about.
Cool.
Apparently he's wanting to... There are plans to reassess NATO's alliance, apparently.
Trump is an isolationist. So, in other words, he wants the United States to stand by itself, stand on its own, not have any friends. Close off. So, NATO is one of those things, those alliances that he targeted last time around and he's targeting this time around because it's an easy target. The numbers game is that we are the biggest contributor to NATO, numbers wise. So if we pull it, Trump goes and likes to whine, it's not fair. Wah. Well, we're the biggest contributor because we can be. It has nothing to do about equity or fairness. We have the resources to hold it up, to prop it up. It's like being mad that your neighbor has a swimming pool and you don't. Your neighbor can afford a swimming pool. You can't. Who cares? Be nice to the neighbor, and maybe the neighbor will invite you over and you two can hang out in their swimming pool.
Yeah.
And so what Trump wants to do, because we're the ones with the swimming pool, is say, hey, everybody, you did nothing to build this swimming pool. We're going to hold all our barbecues without anybody else coming over. Except that means when a neighbor notices that the, to continue with the swimming pool analogy, that the, say, gas water heater connected to the swimming pool or the filtration system starts sparking and smoking, the neighbors looking across the fence are going to go, oh, F that guy. If he doesn't want me or mine or any attention from me, I'm going to ignore his problems too, and he can deal with it on his own. And then it becomes a bigger problem because that little water heater thing blows up and takes out half the swimming pool. So, It's everybody needs friends. Everybody needs relationships. You are stronger standing with others than standing alone.
And Trump wants to prove otherwise.
And he thinks he can prove otherwise. He thinks he'll be the exception to the rule. But all of the movies, you know, all the action movies and whatnot, it's like Captain America there at the end of Endgame. Tightens the strap on his shield. He's ready to face on Thanos, even though he knows he's going to lose because it's just one-on-one. And then suddenly everybody portals in. That was one of the high moments of the movie. But Cap would have failed by himself.
100%.
He needed his friends. He needed his comrades. And we all need somebody to lean on. You know?
Yeah.
I don't think we'll get a copyright strike for that because that was terrible. But but that's it. He wants to pull out of NATO because he's jealous that we're the ones that built the swimming pool and nobody else has bothered to come help maintain it. Except they are maintaining it, just in their own way. Like, Germany's growing some trees on their property. So, oh, look, the swimming pool is receiving shade. It's subtle. It's useful. You know?
Yeah.
No, it's not the thing that Trump wants Germany to do, but it's still there. It's still beneficial. Cool. Anything else?
Nope.
Nope? Okay. Well, let's see. Oh, just some compliments from Keela, by the way. Greed does lead to more greed. Just reviewing the comments a little bit additionally. She also found it funny that Xi Jinping was invited to Trump's inauguration and turned it down. So the supreme dictator is afraid based on safety reasons. He's a Chinese leader, I believe. And yeah, Keela reminded us of day one, which is why I mentioned that.
Oh, actually, this just popped into my head right now, but something that always baffles me anytime I think about it is Trump has said he's not going to be a dictator other than day one.
Yeah. Again, that man's logic circuits, they're just not there. I mean, he's a tater and a dick regardless of what day it is. Sorry, language, but but that's all it is. He's peacocking around for his base, for the people that put him in power. And there are a lot of them, and that's disturbing. But that's all there is. Yeah, 'cause just to remind you, nobody loses heart. One of the number one Google searches the day of the election was, did Joe Biden drop out of the race? So Harris was screwed from the beginning. It was going to be an uphill battle. Being a woman, especially the shorter campaign time, she was screwed. And the American public not even realizing that Biden wasn't in? I mean, good Lord. We're connected. Keela's connected. We're knowledgeable because we're actually watching. Not everybody is. And it's like my day-to-day job, helping people with computers. If everybody knew how to use a computer to the same level as me, I'd be in a completely different profession. And I know there are people out there that know how to use it even better than me. But I am where I am because that's where I'm doing the most good. And it doesn't mean I'm smarter than anybody. It just means that at this one thing, I'm the best there is at what what can be done, to paraphrase and completely butcher the Wolverine quote. And he thinks, incorrectly, the joke quote that I used to love to use of, I'm not conceited, conceit is a fault, and I have no faults. He actually believes that. That he has no faults, you know?
How wonderful.
Right.
And his cult believes it, too.
Exactly. And then you have the ignorant fellows and yahoos that just went, I don't recognize this Harris person, but I recognize this Trump person, so I'm going to check that box. So it's not just the cult that elected him. Ignorance elected him, too.
Yeah.
And anger elected him. All those individuals that voted for Jill Stein because they didn't want, quote unquote, more of Biden, even though Harris wasn't Biden. So they voted for an independent candidate and therefore pushed Trump into the lead in some of those districts. So it's a myriad of things that pushed Trump into the White House. We're going to have to choose our battles. Keep an eye out on things. And just wait and see. We're safe and sound where we are. Here in Minnesota. And Tim Walz is our governor until 2026. He'll probably run for a re-election, and I know I'm voting for him again if he runs. And in 2026, you'll be able to vote.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Isn't that wild to think about?
Yeah, and really weird, too.
Yeah. A lot, as you know, can happen in a year. A lot can happen in a week. But we just need to hold true to ourselves.
Yeah. Something I've noticed about most Trumpers on TikTok is that they don't understand that actions speak louder than words. And personally, something I like to say, I don't know if I heard it from anything, but words are just a beautiful lie.
Indeed, bud. Yeah, I don't know where that quote is from either, but I'm familiar with the quote. Consistency is important. Like, as you know, I've gotten out there to start dating again. And it's only been 2 weeks, when you think about it, since I matched and have gone out and been social. And that's not very long at all. Consistency is approving through pattern forming, pattern recognition, that the other person is safe. And that goes both ways. Like, you know I'm safe, but they don't.
Yeah.
And that takes time. I'm in no rush. Like, you're not going to have a stepmother anytime soon, that's for sure. Anytime soon. Nope. Not going to happen. Because I'm not in a rush. Because you have to show through consistency of action that the words are true. And Trump has shown through his consistency of action that he is a liar, liar, pants on fire. That's all there is to it.
Talking about the dating thing, didn't you recently go on a second date?
And I haven't heard from them since, so, who knows? It's
Gotcha.
a consistency of action thing and a wait and see thing. Maybe they're just busy today or this weekend. We don't know.
Yeah.
It's very early on, and this whole the dating scene of modern time, and this is a completely different topic for another time, probably. But just as a hint, is so different from my high school era when I last did anything of the sort. Move slowly, though. That's my key takeaway so far is move slowly.
Fair.
Well, any other questions, or should I start on folding laundry and then get dinner started?
Honestly, I'm hungry and
Okay, then. I think that answers it. Well, for everybody who wants to leave a comment, you can follow Keela's lead and leave the comment directly on YouTube. So this is episode 173 of the FlameFlash.net podcast, and we'll be going live on YouTube. Otherwise, we're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, and then just on FlameFlash.net ourselves. Podcast@FlameFlash.net. If you'd like to email in your commentary rather than risk running into any other weirdos out in comment sections, and
Trumpers.
and we'll sign off from here. So,
Live with honor.
indeed. Thanks, bud.
Yep.